And here's our South Florida Arts Beat entertainment calendar. And today we welcome back Deborah Margol, Deputy Director of the Miami-Dade County Department of Cultural Affairs. A lot going on in Miami-Dade County, I bet.
As always, but it being the 4th, you know, it's a perfect excuse to be outside and enjoying our beautiful South Florida. So
yes.
Lots of great celebrations going on today, top to bottom, east to west of this magnificent county. And if you are lucky enough to be off today and enjoying a day off, or if you just have the evening to go look at the gorgeous fireworks, here are the places you'll want to check out.
Mm-hmm.
July 4th, America Birthday Bash at Bayfront Park in downtown Miami. There's the Hialeah Independence Day celebration at Mylander Park. Miami Beach's 4th of July celebration. They're actually, because it's the beach, they have to have not one, but two. So there's one along Ocean Drive, which is centered principally at 8th Street and Ocean Drive, but expanding down that part of Ocean Drive. And the second one, and their official one this year, has moved to the North Beach area. And this is an all-day festival with food trucks, live music. They'll be presenting the Spam All-Stars, the Marshall Brothers Band, lots of other live performances. And all of this is going to be at the North Beach Band Shell, which is at 73rd and Collins Avenue on Miami Beach. There's the 4th of July in Coconut Grove celebration at Peacock Park. Key Biscayne's 4th of July parade along Crandon Boulevard on Key Biscayne. The 4th of July celebration at Miami Children's Museum, which is at 980 MacArthur Causeway, right between downtown and Miami Beach on the MacArthur Causeway, which is I-395. There's an old-fashioned July 4th picnic at the Barnacle Historic State Park in Coconut Grove. And at the Homestead Miami Speedway is Homestead's official 4th of July celebration. The majority of these celebrations will try to kick off their fireworks at about 9 p.m., but there are events certainly all evening and in many cases all day long. So no reason to stay home and not get out and see some fantastic fireworks and just have a great fun day as a family.
Heck, it's Friday.
Exactly. It's a Friday. Nobody has any excuses. And then, of course, opening next Thursday, July 10th, is the 29th anniversary year of the International Hispanic Theater Festival. 2.5 solid weeks of outstanding performances, staged readings, award ceremonies, forums with the actors, directors, and playwrights, photography exhibits, and an International Children's Day celebration. The performances will take place at venues throughout Miami, including the Arts Center, Miami-Dade College, Miami-Dade County Auditorium, the Key Biscayne Community Center. As always, Mario Ernesto Sanchez and Teatro Trovante have teed up an absolutely spectacular celebration of Hispanic theater. Performances are in both English and Spanish, so check the website. They also offer translations, so it's a great opportunity to enjoy some of the best in contemporary Hispanic theater. And that's July 10th, all the way through the 27th, all over town. On Friday, July 11th, Fundarte is presenting an evening that includes a work-in-progress screening of a feature documentary titled A Todo Color, Borrando Distancias con Rock and Roll y Timba. The evening will also include live music by special guest Tiempo Libre and a photography exhibit by Elvis Suarez titled A Todo Color, A Still City. And this whole performance is being presented in partnership with the Onstage Black Box Series at Miami-Dade County Auditorium and is part of the Knight Foundation's New Works Project. And that's next Friday, July 11th at 8:30 p.m. at Miami-Dade County Auditorium.
And Tiempo Libre is just superb.
They're unbelievable. I just love, love. So it's going to be a fun, really exciting, and interesting cultural night. So I'd urge everyone to go check that out.
Mm-hmm.
We also have upcoming another favorite, the 22nd Annual International Mango Festival at Fairchild Tropical Botanic Garden. That's next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, July 12th and 13th, all day at the gardens. And it will feature lectures and workshops, a mango sampling, of course, cooking demonstrations, mangoes of the world display, a mango medic tent, and actually a mango auction, and all sorts of other special events, yoga, kids activities, Mangoville. I'm not exactly sure how to describe that. But it should be, as always, an absolutely wonderful celebration of mangoes at Fairchild Tropical Botanic Garden. That's next weekend, July 12th and 13th, all day at the gardens. And then a really cool event coming up on July 19th at the African Heritage Cultural Arts Center in Liberty City. Ernest Baker II is presenting a workshop. Ernest Baker II is an urban funk dancer and the U.S. Presidential Scholar of Hip-Hop, the first so-named Scholar of Hip-Hop. Mm. And so that's an extraordinary event, and that's at the African Heritage Cultural Arts Center at 6161 Northwest 22nd Avenue in Liberty City. And then also, just real briefly, remember our museums. If it's too hot to hang out for too long, there's great stuff in all of our museums, so make sure you check out those and get a little bit of respite from the heat while feeding your mind.
And where can we find out more information, Deborah?
Please check out our website. That's miamidadearts.org, miamidadearts, all one word, .org.
Great information from Deborah Margol, Deputy Director of the Miami-Dade County Department of Cultural Affairs. Happy holiday, Deborah.
Thank you so much. Have a great long weekend.
And before we go, let me mention Ike's Birthday Bash Jam. Ike and Val Woods will be performing live Tuesday, July 15th at the American Legion, 6445 Northeast 7th Avenue in Miami from 8 till midnight, featuring their special guest, saxophonist Orlando Sanchez. A big happy birthday to South Florida's Ike Woods. We'll rebroadcast South Florida Arts Beat tonight and every Friday night at 7 o'clock on our WLRN Extra HD channel. Tune in on your HD radio or go to our beautiful website at WLRN.org for more information. And that's today's holiday edition of South Florida Arts Beat. We hope you enjoyed the show. I'm Ed Bell, producer and host. Our theme was composed by Mike Levine and performed by Mike and Sam Levine. Paul Leary is our online producer. Thanks as well to our technical director, Andy Wagner, and our contributors today, Charles Greenfield, Dan Hudak, Norman Van Aken, and Deborah Margol. Please call us with your comments, 305-995-2258. You can fax us your event information, 305-995-2221, or email it to us at info@WLRN.org. We'd like to hear from you. Monday at this time, we'll feature topical currents with hosts Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman, Monday at 1 o'clock. Have yourself a great holiday weekend, and please, as always, keep your dial set right here to 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Until next time, this is Ed Bell saying bye-bye. Enjoy.